the God who spoils us. And you know, I told you, and I'm going to tell you again, you are a spoiled brat. Will you allow me to sit a little bit? I'm going to be quick today. I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 18 verses, but I'm going to use only 5. We will continue talking about the God who spoils us. And this is lesson number 3. Brother Ellis, can you please put up there Psalms 145, verse 19. And I wish to have the nearly inspired version. Psalms 145, verse 19 says the following. Would you care to read it with me? He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them. Now, there is a powerful statement in this scripture here. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. Now, how many of you here fear God? Raise your hand. So you all fear God, right? Did you walk into this building today with something in your heart stronger than anything else? A desire in your heart that's stronger than anything else. Anybody did? Anybody did? Okay, a few people. I want you to shout, my desire is being fulfilled right now.
My desire is being fulfilled right now.
You may say, that's it? Yes. That's it. And this is what I was telling you in the beginning of this service. You've got to change the way that you think. If you walk into this building this morning, waiting that somebody will come and say, sin, sin, salabim, and then boom, a miracle happened. No, that's Hollywood. The Lord says that you cry for help and He heals you, right? And now He's telling you, He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. And if you are a God-fearing person, and you walked into this building this morning with a desire in your heart stronger than anything else, your desire is being fulfilled right now. Amen. What is it? Go out and look for it. God's going to show you. Now, how many of you knows that God did not start lying? Y'all know that, right? So if He says He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him, guess what? He will fulfill your desire today. There's no other way around this. If God cannot do this thing here, you may as well give up your faith. How do you know He's going to take you to heaven if He cannot take care of the little things? How do you know that He's going to take you to heaven? How do you know that that promise is true when this one is not? You may say, that's radical. No, it's not radical. Because God-fearing people that do not desire evil things. The way that God will not fulfill the desires of our hearts is if we are desiring evil things. But this is for non-God-fearing people. You and I are God-fearing people. So He promised that He's going to hear your cry. But you don't understand, preacher, the situation is a dire situation. He will save you. This is what it says. He hears their cry and saves them. God has a house to give to one of you here for over a year, but you have not come to the fact that, all right, Lord, I'll take it. I'll take it. Whatever you send my way, I'll take it. And if it's not like I dream, I'll fix it and it will become a dream house. I just saw a house flushed in front of my eyes right now. Somebody here has a house. God has a house for you for over a year. But you are waiting for the magic to happen. It does not happen like this. You came in with a strong desire. He says he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. Why would he do that? Because he wants to spoil you. When my children were coming up, I loved to spoil them. Which parent don't? Huh? Now the grandchildren. It's pathetic that sometimes we are there, we go out shopping, and then it happens, you pass through and you see something that would fit nice on the girls. Oh, this would be nice on Hadassah. So wait a minute. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. Hadassah is somebody else's business, not ours. But you know, it's already in us to spoil our kids and grandkids. It is in God to spoil his kids. And you are his kids. So it says he fulfills the desire of those who fear him. You say, okay, preacher, I hear what you say, but, you know, I don't know. Does the word say that by the word of two witnesses, every matter is confirmed?
Yes.
So, let's go to Psalms 21, verse 2, just to make sure. By the word of two mouths, right, of two witnesses, every matter is confirmed. This is what the Bible says, right? You get the first verse, now here's the second verse. Read it with me. You have granted him and say with me, the marriage confirmed. You have granted him the desire of his heart. And have not withheld the request of his lips. Now listen what you're going to do right now. We're going to pair. We're going to pair right now. Are you all listening to me?
Yes.
I want two of you to sit down together. And I want you to tell the person close to you, what is the desire of your heart? And once you tell that, you look to each other and you say, he have granted you the desire of your heart. Come on, pair with somebody right now. Split the couple here. Split the couple. Let's do it differently. Are you guys willing to split? Let's get somebody else to join the couple here. Let's split. Huh? You know, I didn't put that on the book, folks. The Lord is willing to spoil you. Sister Cameron, join brother here. Okay. Sister Maya, don't have nobody to agree with you? Okay. So, okay. Sister Silver, join Sister Maya here. Huh? One of you, join her. Brother Ellis, can I have you here, please? Can I use your hand? Join this young lady here. Brother Harry, can you join this young lady here? Is everybody paired up? Yes. Brother Chris, I'm going to agree with you. Shall we?
For Alice to be able to walk normally.
So, your desire has been granted. Alice, when we live out here, in the name of Jesus, I want you to stretch up and start walking normal in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is healing your legs right now. Okay? So when the service is over, that you go out, forget about this. Let your brother carry this for you. If anything, hold his hand. But I want you to
stretch up as Alice and start walking all the way to the car.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
And if you do that by the end of the month, I will let you have the biggest plate on the dinner that we're going to have for the Bring a Friend Sunday. I'll let you have the biggest plate.
Well,
by the end of the month, we're going to have Bring a Friend Sunday again. So I'm going to tell Sister Bessie, make the biggest plate for Alice.
We'll get dinner.
I guess the only thing was we didn't have any place to put the food except like on another chair. It's kind of hard to... That's why we didn't stay on Sunday, because it's just hard to eat there. Unless you had like a little table or something.
Well, we can try to accommodate. We'll see what we can do. This is our special need, so we will try to accommodate you guys. But I will let you have the biggest plate. But you have to promise when you get up here, when you finish, you're going to stand up and you're going to walk back to the van. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Good. The Lord has granted the desire of your heart, and he has not withheld the request of your lips. Amen. The Lord has granted the desire of your heart, and he has not withheld the request of your lips. Huh? The Lord has granted the desire of your heart, and he has not withheld the request of your lips. It's going to happen. By the time you get home,
oh, hallelujah.
It's a done deal. By the time you get home, it's a done deal. All right? The Lord has granted the desire of your heart. He has not withheld the request of your lips. Hallelujah. Shekarabasata labakasanda. Ekorobosa. You have granted him or her the desire of his heart, the desires of her heart, and have not withheld the request of their lips. Hallelujah. 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 He has granted the desires of your heart, and he has not withheld the request of your lips. You better be ready.
He has not withheld
the request of your lips, but he has granted the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Amen? Why would God do this? Because he's a spoiling God. He likes to spoil his children. Let me speed up here. Brother Harry, can you put up there, still on the book of Psalms, Psalms 20, verse 4. Would you care to read it with me? May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Reach out to somebody and say, get ready for success. He is a spoiling God. May he grant you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. You know, I just felt like taking a quick look on the NLT. I didn't check that. Let me see what the NLT says, brother, please. Even better. May he grant your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed. Now, give me the backslider translation. Now, let's go all the way. Give you. So they're all saying the same thing. May God give you what your heart desires. May God help you to accomplish all your plans. I couldn't quite understand some things this morning. And on my way here, certain things were made clear to me. I was given two scriptures that I just wrote here, and I couldn't understand why. What does it got to do with being spoiled by God? Brother Harry, may I have Proverbs chapter 3:33 on the Nearly Inspired Version? I couldn't understand how this is scriptured tied up with being spoiled by God until I walked through this door this morning. Read it with me. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. I want you to reach out to somebody and say, your home is blessed. Whether the devil like it or not. And I'm thinking, what does anything got to do with anything here, Lord? And I realized that one of the things that will knock us off of our socks is the worry with our household, the worry with our family, the worry and the burning with our children and grandchildren. So when I was given the scripture, I'm thinking, what does anything got to do with being spoiled by God? Then when I walk in here, the understanding came. Don't you dare to be worried about your family. Don't you dare to be worried about your household. Don't you dare to be worried about your household. Because the blessings of the Lord is on the home of the righteous. So you home is blessed. No matter whoever say what. It says that the Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. Unless you're wicked, then you better be ready for what's coming up. But it says, but he blesses the home of the righteous. Say in a loud voice, I've got a blessed home. Now, I was given another scripture to share to prove you that God is spoiling you. So how does God spoil you here? By blessing your home, dude. You are spoiled so much that He's going to bless your home. And no devil can take that away from you. You know, there was a sister that used to come here. She used to come on Tuesday morning. And then one day I said something she didn't like because it was against her religion. It was on the Bible, but it was against her religion. Because the bishop so-and-so-and-so taught me better than this, and then apostle so-and-so taught me better than this, and then reverend, doctor, prophet taught me better than this, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm thinking, Lord, do I have to hear to this nonsense? Yes. All right. When the rant was over, are you done, sis? Yes. Okay, God bless you. Aren't you going to say something? I said, why? Why? Well, I said a lot of things now. So that's the right that you have. And the only reason I didn't hang up on you is because the Spirit said I shouldn't. But if you choose to believe that way, God bless you. You're not even a member of our congregation. You were bent out of shape, all banged up. We came here, we prayed for you. You got healed, and now you come complain about your bishop, blah, 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 blah. God bless you. All right? Few weeks passed. Something happened in the home. Phone rings. Oh boy, here we go again. Pick up the phone. And it always happened when I'm meditating. You know, sometimes I come by myself, lock everything, and then I have the portable phone by my side in case she calls and my phone is not answering. So I have the church phone and whatnot. And the phone ring, 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 ring. Stop. Okay, praise God. I go back meditating and the phone starts ringing again. And I look. Praise the Lord, Baltimore Christian Faith Center. This is so and so and so and so. I said, yes, I know that are you. You are. Who you are. Can you pray for me? For sure? Something so and so and so and so and so and so happened in my household. I said, beloved sister, God has a promise for you children that no devil can take away. Now, may I ask you a favor? She said, sure. But before you ask, my bishop said that I'm going to be affected because of their sins. I said, that's Satan speaking. Sorry about that. Ezekiel 33 says that the Father, 31 and 33 says, the Father shall not bear the guilt of the children, nor the children bear the guilt of the parents. So your bishop is talking garbage, if he is really a bishop. And by the way, do you know what bishop means? He said, somebody who's over the church? Said, no. In Greek, the word bishop means an administrator of an office. In other words, in plain English, he's an office manager. That's what a bishop is. What? Yeah. Tell him to check the Greek word. What? A bishop is an office manager. A deacon is higher than a bishop, if you want to put it in hierarchy. But now let's go. Let's go back. I quoted this on my scripture. I said, listen, if you decide to agree with me, let me change my words. If you decide to agree with God and His word, that what is said on the word is true, the Lord is going to release your baby from jail within 48 hours. Desperation kicks in. All right, I agree. So now tell that to God. What do you mean, tell that to God? What do you mean, what do I mean? We just agreed that you're not going to believe in the bishop's words, but that you're going to agree with God in His word. Amen. Do you have a scripture? Yes, I do. I gave her the scripture. Now, do you agree that God can do this? Yes. Then tell God. Well, Lord, I don't know what He's asked me to pray for, but I agree with the word, you know, that you're going to release my boy. So I quoted this scripture to that lady. Isaiah 54:13. And once I quoted that scripture, we prayed together. Within 48 hours, that young man was sitting in her living room. Read it with me. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. I want you to reach to somebody and say, you children will be taught by God Himself. She calls back the next day, on the third day. You know you were right. I said, no, I wasn't. Ask my children, what happened? She said, yesterday at 6 o'clock, My boy was sitting down in my living room. I said, is God God or what? He sure is. I said, did you praise God yet? What do you mean? Like, raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing my boy home. No. I said, you're a disgusting woman. Is that your bishop too? No, I'm so excited that I forgot. So now I need another help. I said, why don't you call the bishop? And she said, why do you have to be doing this? I said, because when it comes to certain scriptures, you don't want to listen to me. But then when you're in a gym, you're calling here. I'm going to start to preach. The service starts at 10:30. Can you agree with me that he will get a job? I said, how long do you want him to get a job? Well, today. I said, is he picky? What do you mean picky? Like when somebody's picky? I don't know what you're saying. I said, don't you know what is somebody being picky? You know what it is? Yes. Is he picky? I don't know. Does he have a trade? No. Then he can flip burgers. We agreed that the young man would get a job before the weekend. And it was a Tuesday morning. Then all of a sudden the Lord gave me, something came to my head. I said, tell him to go to such and such place and such and such place. It's a fast food joint. She took him there. If you love the paperwork, he's starting work on the next day. Amen. Now he's going to a church down in Brooklyn Park. All your sons will be taught by the Lord. And great will be your children's peace. As part of your spoiling package, God has promised to take care of your adult children. Yes. Why do you say adult children? Why not the little one? The little one you can teach. The old ones you can't get through their heads. So this is when you cannot be God. You have to back off and just pray. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my boy. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my girl. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my grandchildren. I even pray for my great-grandchildren if Jesus don't come. I thank for all of them will serve you. Why? They are grown up. You can't get through their heads. You don't know anything as a parent. They know everything. And then they go out and bust their face and run right back to you with their tails between their legs. And then once you start helping, and then they tough up again. So, you think I'm going to be butting heads with you? Get a life. All your sons will be taught by the Lord. And great will be your children's peace. So when things are getting rough, part of your spoiling combo package is God will take care of your kids. If you would only let him do it. Reach to your neighbor and say, you are a spoiled brat. Folks, we are wrapping up right now. And I want to wrap up by saying this. It is written in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 7, that if you decide to enjoy your God, He's going to make sure that every desire of your heart will come true. Make sure that instead of getting bitter, you'll enjoy your God as more as much as you enjoy ice cream, vanilla ice cream, or chocolate ice cream. Make God something sweet to your taste. Are you with me? Make God something sweet to your taste. I know some of you are looking at the scripture. Psalm 37, 4. Psalm 37, 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He couldn't be simpler than that. Are you with me? Couldn't be simpler than that. Enjoy your God more than you enjoy ice cream. Enjoy your God more than you enjoy cake or a nice steak or even the junk burger. Enjoy your God more than you enjoy pizza, and He will make sure that you will get the desires of your heart. Are you with me?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah. Okay, so Sunday, last night I got a phone call about 9:30 from a friend of mine who she really don't call that much. And she